Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Understanding your money. Understanding your money. With CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Yes, here we are. It's our weekly visit with the great Jill Schlesinger. Remember a couple years ago, Sandy, when Jill gave us crap for, or gave me crap for forgetting her birthday? Remember that?
No, I didn't give you crap for forgetting my birthday.
You didn't?
I gave you crap for not donating to the cause.
Oh, that could have been. And then you guilted me into a $300 donation to your cause.
No, I did not. Sandy did.
Happy belated.
I have a good memory about these things, but I did forget both of your birthdays. And not only did Sandy and you send me a birthday greeting, but Sandy's daughter did as well.
Oh.
So I really stink. I'm a stinker. I'm so sorry.
We're even. We love you. Hey, so happy belated birthday.
But now you can hold this over my head, which is fabulous.
I know, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, remember 24 when you forgot my birthday?
Yeah,
you jerk.
Yeah. Like because it's so important to you. You've made that known on the show that birthdays are important and wishing other people happy birthday is important.
Is important. Is very true.
Reaching out. Anyway, we are all Sagittarians.
Yes.
So what are we known for, do you think?
Oh, God.
Being nice.
It's so weird because
no,
Sandy and I
definitely
are.
Definitely not.
No.
What?
Sandy and
Aren't
I are
we the
both
peacekeepers?
We're both like 2 days apart, right? Mine the 5th,
right.
Hers is the 7th. Yours
and
is the 8th.
Jill's is the 9th.
No,
9th. 9th, I mean.
9th.
And Sandy and I couldn't be further apart in personality and scope and lean, and it's all weird.
There must be something. Well, whoever knows about this stuff, give us a holler and let us know, like, what are we supposed to be known for?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know if that means anything. Anyway, what's on your mind today, gang?
Well, okay, we're just talking about this, kind of scaling back for the holidays because of money and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, why are we doing that? That's no fun. What are you,
I agree.
Grinch?
I agree.
Oh, my God, I didn't think you were going to say that. I thought you were going to put, like,
totally
the exclamation
kidding.
Point at the end of the sentence, it's okay to downsize the Christmas
gifts. I mean,
gifts.
It is, but, you know, it's also okay if you have the money that you can spend. You know, it's so funny. We get all these conflicting messages
mm-hmm.
from people,
mm-hmm.
right? So we know throughout the entire campaign, all of the information that we were getting about folks who, like, how do you feel, right,
mm-hmm.
was, oh, I feel terrible about the economy. And
right.
I kept coming on and saying to you guys, but the weirdest thing is that everybody continues to spend money. So I don't know, you feel bad, but they're spending money. Okay. So then, at the end, it's like, oh no, we're all freaked about inflation. Inflation is horrible, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And still people are spending money.
Yeah.
And I hate the economy. I hate the economy. Okay. So now we have the election
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, people say, I don't think the economy is so great, but my personal situation is a New York Federal Reserve survey. It's called the Survey of Consumer Expectations. My personal situation is great. It's good. I feel upbeat about it. So I don't know what is going on, but I do know that people seem to be a little bit at sixes and sevens about how they feel about the economy and themselves and what's going on. And so if you feel insecure about your financial situation, then chill out for the holiday season. Don't spend so much money.
Yeah.
If you're feeling pretty good and you got a little cash and you don't have to go into debt, then, you know, have some fun. It's okay.
I mean,
I will say that there's research. I mean, there's so much research that shows whatever you think is like your important spend on a gift, nobody remembers it. It has no lasting impact.
Funny.
Literally nothing.
That's funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. So the other thing we wanted
to
address with...
Are you going to spend more or less this season?
I think I'm going to be... We're going to be... a little about the same.
Are you going to tell her what you said on the air just a few minutes ago? She's going to yell at you.
What?
Scott says he just doesn't think about it. He just charges it.
No, see, that's the thing. I didn't say charge it. I was going to contradict you on it, but we kept going forward. I don't charge anything. I don't.
Okay.
I don't charge anything.
Okay.
We just eat
for it and worry about it later. What does that mean?
Well, you just eat ketchup soup for all of January.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah. What you're saying is, like, you spend more now, you tighten your belt in January.
Correct. That's basically what
we're saying. Okay, well, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not the worst thing in the world. Yeah. I just think it's so silly. I have this thing. This is such a jerker justified, and I'll call myself a jerk on this.
Oh, good, good.
Because Jackie is, like, her best friend from college, okay? The girl freaking loves holidays and spending money and presents.
Nice.
And it's like... You're a certain point in your life, which I think I said this like maybe 5 or 8 years ago.
Hmm.
And I was like, why are we exchanging gifts? Like, who cares? Da, 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 da. And this woman looked at me, our friend Vicky, and she looked at me like I was the Grinch. Literally, she looked at me and she's like, what are you saying? And I said, well, I don't know. Like, you know, we're like old and we're not giving kids gifts. Like, but I love giving gifts. Why would you say that? And I was like, well, I don't know, because... You know, all this research shows that a gift doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
And then...
look at you pulling out research in a little discussion.
How freaking annoying am I as a friend?
I know.
And Jackie, like, nudges me, and she's like, stop it. She loves this.
Yeah, look at you, the Jewish person in the room, to kill Christmas for her.
Yeah, I mean, totally. The Jew who stole Christmas, for sure.
Screenplay.
It's so bad.
Call a writer.
So
it's perfect. It's perfect. And then the plot ends up that you turn around and you end up like, you know, full of holiday joy. And
there you go. And your heart grows grows two sizes.
Yeah,
too
big. Times. Exactly right. I really feel like it's crazy.
Yeah.
I really think it's crazy. The amount of money is spent.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sort of like, okay, Jackie said, I think I have to go for a business trip. It's going to be like around Valentine's Day. I said, fine. Who cares? Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry. Like, I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
People who love gifts, I get, go for it. Go for
go
it now.
For it.
We wanted to make sure we had enough time to ask you about this, because your expertise, I know you'll have a good take or an opinion about this. So the online sentiment lacking empathy for the United Healthcare.
That's
because insurance denies life-saving medications and treatments every day for hardworking, good people.
Yeah.
Is this tragedy going to be the turning point for insurance, do you think?
Absolutely not.
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not. No way. But I mean, I get it. Let me ask you a question. This is so dangerous for me to say on the air with you guys, because you live in a place where there's lots of different kinds of people. But every time there's a school shooting, what happens? Oh, we're so here. We're hearts and minds. Our hearts and prayers and thoughts.
Thoughts and prayers and da-da-da-da.
Does anything change?
No, nothing changes.
So if we don't change things about, like, how, like, we regulate guns.
Right.
You think this massive thing called the healthcare system is going to change based on this? Let me tell you what has to happen.
Listen
for 1 second. What needs to change is a bipartisan approach to fixing the healthcare system. What exactly do we think is bipartisan that they can do right now? Like, except they may say, like, okay, you know what? We agree. Today is Wednesday. That's about it.
That's it. You're right. You are absolutely right.
So nothing's going to change.
I mean, even if they do change something, it has to be slowly over decades because, you know.
I don't even think that, man.
You know?
It's not going to be. So what's going to happen is there has to be a fix to the Medicare system.
Yeah.
You know, and the Medicare system is going to go broke.
Right.
It really is. It's not like Social Security. Social Security can fix it very easily.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, we're going to pay more taxes, we're going to tax more of your income. All of those things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to health care, you need a massive systematic overhaul.
Hmm.
And we don't have the wherewithal and the we don't have the guts to do what has to get done.
Yeah.
And, you know, for everybody who wants to change, you always want to change, I want to change. And then they, but I don't want socialized medicine. I mean, Medicare is socialized medicine. So I don't really understand why people freak out about this.
Right.
Like, Medicare is a pretty good system. It's just that we can't pay for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't. It's like we're paying for it today. It's going to get more and more expensive. It's not an algebra problem. It's a calculus problem. It's an exponential problem that keeps getting worse.
Yeah.
Well, do you have then final thoughts? Because I did see a couple of our own Buzz fam, Buzz listeners posting about this, that it seems to be the epilepsy medicine is the toughest and what gets denied the most with insurance. I don't know. I see so many comments about it. What do you say to those people who are like, I need this for my kid? Insurance is denied.
I don't have an answer. Like, go, like, march into your congressman's office and say, fix this.
Yeah.
Which they don't, because, by the way, they're in the pocket of the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies and all this. Like, everybody's got a voice, has a seat at the table, except the patients, the consumers, us.
It's sick.
So, luckily, I know this sounds so very depressing, but I also want to, you know, I give it to you guys straight as a gay girl can give it. But I do want to be clear that, like, don't have a huge expectation. If something happens, I'll be so psyched. I'll be happy to, like, cheerlead it and be on the air with you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
It is very tough.
We're fortunate because we're a couple hours away from Canada. And a lot of people get medications from there, but you know, nationally, it's tough.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it stinks. It's a terrible situation. It deserves a real solution, and we don't have one.
Well, happy holidays then.
Wow, that was
great. Really, how dare you?
Okay, so you pulled Christmas and you did.
I love you.
I'm making a lasagna. Are we on next week or not?
Yes, and then we're going to take a break. So next week's will be your final week for you until the first of the year. All right.
Love you guys. All right, happy belated birthday.
Love you.
JillOnMoney.com. Go check it out. Go check out her podcast, all the cool stuff that's on JillOnMoney.com. She's amazing. Jill Schlesinger from CBS.